It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renaud with KRWG News. With COVID-19 cases on the rise across New Mexico, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced on Tuesday that she will renew some public health restrictions and also warned that more public health orders could be imposed if coronavirus cases continue to rise. The regulations include limiting gatherings to 5 people, a mandatory 14-day quarantine for travelers from high-risk states, reduced hotel capacities, and a 10 p.m. closure for food or drink establishments that serve alcohol. The governor said the restrictions will take effect later this week. The city of El Paso currently has its highest number of active cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. And the state of Texas is sending medical staff and personal protective equipment to the city. Fred Martino has more.
El Paso is confronting a spike in new coronavirus infections and hospitalizations. City Manager Tommy Gonzalez briefed El Paso City Council members on the growing number of COVID-19 cases this week.
So 40% of positive cases, young males 20 to 30 in their 30s. 1 in 4 positive cases are asymptomatic, meaning they show no symptoms. And again, more than 95% of the deceased have underlying health conditions.
The state's latest deployment of resources to El Paso includes 75 healthcare workers, including nurses and respiratory therapists. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
The outdoors has been a comforting place for many during the pandemic, and some say it's also good for business. Madison Staten reports from a recent annual conference looking at the outdoors economy.
Held virtually, the Outdoor Economics Fall Forum was a chance for New Mexico leaders to discuss the importance of outdoor recreation and planning infrastructure to support it. State Outdoor Recreation Division Director Axi Navas said the conference is designed to spur action in local communities.
Our goal, in a nutshell, is to bring outdoor rec jobs to New Mexico, get more kids outside, create more sustainable access to these remarkable places, and advance key conservation priorities so these places remain accessible to future generations.
A large part of the conference focused on how municipalities can begin to build their own outdoor economic plans. Ashley Kornblatt, the Director of Public Land Solutions, says the investment attracts not only visitors, but also companies.
Starting with having a solid plan that's broadly supported in your community is always going to be the first place. If you have those ducks in a row, all these other funding opportunities are going to be more accessible. The return on investment on these dollars compared to traditional economic development, like using money to relocate a company or stimulus or giving tax breaks or whatever, can cost more in the long run than these investments that help both attract businesses and provide amenities to locals. So it's all changing, but in a great direction.
One need only to look to the city of Farmington, New Mexico, as an example of one local government prioritizing outdoor recreation. Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett says his city wants to capitalize on natural assets to spur growth.
Economic development is a really hard nut to crack, and you need to have funding behind your efforts to get it done. And when we talked about the rebranding initiative and moving into the outdoor recreation industry initiative and those things, the discussions community-wide were, how are we going to fund these changes that we all want to make? And we were very fortunate at the time to be one of the lowest tax municipalities in the state and believed we had opportunity there to work with the community and show that we could perform if we had a tax increase. And I know that's not a very popular thing, especially in a conservative community like ours, but the buy-in was huge. And individuals recognized that the time to diversify was now.
After passing a 0.25% tax increase, Farmington formed the Community Transformation and Economic Development Fund. City projects have included land purchases to aid in the creation of a river trail that connects the north and south areas of the town. Duckett also emphasized the importance of working with different partners, especially in municipalities surrounded by government-owned land.
You have to really work to develop those partnerships. And through those partnerships with San Juan County and the BLM, we were able to put together about $700,000 that the county offered through an RTP grant to the BLM to build additional trails, to facilitate better signage, to bring people in and put them into staging areas. You know, you want to tout yourself as an outdoor recreation hub, but you need to make sure that you're living up to that standard when people show up.
Duckett says a large incentive for investment is the increased interest visitors and businesses have toward his community.
You're also trying to attract new people, new businesses, which will grow new jobs, new opportunities, and improve the health of the community as well at the same time. But those new jobs and those new people add to that tax base. And that tax base in many rural communities all across the United States, that tax base is shrinking. You have to look at it from that component. We've got to say, I want people here. What do we need to do to get them here?
And getting more people to the state could help boost that economy. New Mexico's Bureau of Economic Analysis reports outdoor recreation directly supports 33,500 jobs and $1.2 billion in annual income. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.